Now we have the first public questionnaire. Can I invite Amir Eden to ask a supplementary question to Councillor Mark Williams, who's a Cabinet Member for Regeneration and New Homes. Is that right? Yeah.
So we strongly support the delivery of the school and are delighted that the council has strengthened its resolve in ensuring that new developments are policy compliant with regards to affordable housing. We note that the absence of affordable housing is an issue and the point of discussion between the council and the GLA.
Is this a question, Mr.
Sorry. Thank you. Is the council's ambition to see affordable housing on or off site and to ensure the housing is genuinely affordable at a level such as council rent or a level affordable for key workers? We're willing to support the councils to conclude the matter through practical support where feasible and are happy to discuss this further.
Who's going to answer this?
Thank you very much for that further question, Amir. So as you say, the council is absolutely committed to getting this school built. We need the places. The school applicant, absolutely fantastic. And we've had a number of emails in the last 2 weeks from parents of prospective students for that school. As I say in the public answer, we're committed to doing everything we can to get this to planning committee in January with a recommendation for approval. There is the issue of affordable housing, which we're currently discussing with the GLA. We are pushing them absolutely as hard as we can to get this issue resolved and to get the school permitted, contented rather, in January. The exact form that the affordable housing will take, we're still negotiating with the GLA. It'll probably be a payment of some kind, but we are working that through. But we desperately, desperately want to get this school consented, get it built, get the students there, and make sure we've got great quality education for local young people.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Eden. As I say, if you'd like to stay for the rest of the meeting, you can if you like. The second public questionnaire is Nick Grenside, and he wants to ask a supplementary question to Councillor Peter John. Is Mr. Grenside here? No. Therefore, we shall move on to the next business. I'd like to thank the public questionnaire. No, we've done that one already. So here we are. Sorry. I invite Toby O'Connor to ask a supplementary question of Councillor Mark Williams. Is Toby O'Connor here? Well done, sir. If he comes to the front. Thank you very much.
Hello. While taking full account of the MPPF is commendable, I feel like the question hasn't really been answered. The assertion that certain contexts of place and policy can afford equal or better protection through other means than the traditional progressive method, depending on your viewpoint, of a borough-wide local list is noted. However, 2 points arise. Firstly, as acknowledged, the alternative means have no applications in various situations and settings throughout the borough. And the reliance on neighbourhood fora to fill some of these gaps soon seems optimistic given the speed of progress of recent neighbourhood plans. Secondly, the answer does not explain any disadvantages of adopting a borough-wide local list that could be complementary to the other stated means. Can I expand slightly? Well, on the benefit of a local
list. Are you going to ask a question?
Yeah.
Good. Well, if you could do that.
Okay. So, local lists as adopted by other boroughs can, through meaningful engagement, attend well to what places are and will be, not just what they were. They can be a vital tool of sustainable planning and binding places together. In the guidance list cracks identified in the answer, the fringes of area action plans, SPDs, the edges of conservation area appraisals, and in contested boundaries of neighbourhood areas, for example, as well as in more peripheral and unheard places.
The question is what?
Will the council commit to giving proper treatment of emerging local lists in line, for example, with Historic England's guidance on the subject, if indeed you're not going to make one of your own? So the first question was, what are the disadvantages to a local list? If there is absolutely no chance of you doing a borough-wide local list, will you attend according to guidance like Historic England's, which I can give an example of why, with any emerging local lists that come from neighbourhood fora that you've proposed should fill those gaps?
Thank you for the question. We have given consideration to introducing a borough-wide local list in the past, but as you may be aware or may not be aware, having a local list doesn't actually give any greater level of protection to those buildings or structures than they would otherwise have. And through recognising them through our area action plans, through emerging neighbourhood plans, and through supplementary planning documents and conservation area appraisals, we think that's the best way of identifying these buildings and giving them weight in the planning process and the planning system to give them the protection that's needed, rather than producing a local list, putting the resource into that, which wouldn't actually give them any greater level of protection. With the emerging neighbourhood plans, of which from memory I think we've got 8 or 9 now in the borough, we very much look forward to their ideas coming forward so that they can be given some status as well. And the other thing that was mentioned in the answer is that where we need to be fleet of foot to protect buildings, and the one that springs to mind is the Glad Public House in Borough. We moved when that premises was threatened, we moved very, very quickly to actually designate that as a conservation area, the old Liberty of the Mint, to save that building and stop it being demolished. And if it had just been on a local list, that wouldn't have had the same weight. So where we need to be, we are fleet of foot to make sure that our historic buildings and structures are protected. The specific you mentioned about Historic England and the guidance there coming out of a local list done through them, I haven't heard of that before, so I'm more than willing to meet with you to talk about that in more detail and see if that's something that we can follow up on.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. O'Connor. Can I ask the officer to escort you to the rear of the building? Thank you very much.